around on them. And of course, those insects then, the mosquitoes and the buffalo gnats and those things would kill them. But they would come in such large swarms.
Yes.
They'd actually kill livestock if they didn't get to the house, and you'd build smokes for them put that.
You had a place where you kept livestock under the roof. You had a roof place for livestock.
Yes, a lot of the time, all the horses usually you could keep them. Maybe the cattle, that was a real problem, putting them into pens and building smokes, you know, for several days, and feeding them until they were gone. You know, they usually didn't last.
Did they bite, or?
Yes, just bite and just fill up with blood. You could see their bodies, you could see the blood in them, you know. And they'd kill the cows and horses within a very few hours. If they didn't get, they'd come out the fields and the woods and everywhere, you know, just to fighting, and the cows lowing and bawling, and it meant that you had to get some hickory wood or something or other and build smokes to keep them, and they'd get in those smokes, you know. Sometimes they'd even set the woods on fire back in those days, you know, and those cows would get around those old stumps that would burn for days, you know. The smoke from them would keep them off.
Gosh, those things were nasty.
They sure were. I don't know why that happened in those days, but it did. You know, we always dreaded them. We always scared they were coming long in the early spring. And they'd come in and the air would be just full of them. They'd just cover the livestock up.
Well, your cows would usually go back in the woods when they...
Right. The woods, you know, the timber was large, and of course in the creek bottoms there were a lot of keen, and after frost came they would go to that, you know, and eat it. And that most of the cows were rough creatures. They weren't quite as ferocious looking as a Texas longhorn, but many of them did have longhorns, and they were old common cows of that time.
Did you ever ride?
Oh, yes. I was thrown more. I didn't usually ride them for very long. It might not be but for 2 or 3 seconds, but...
Yeah.
But the younger ones, you know...
They would come out of the woods if the weather was going to be bad.
Yeah, I was talking about the buffalo gnats, how they used to, you know, how they would kill stock if you didn't do something, and that pine pitch was all you had. And of course, that pine pitch for the horse flies and the deer flies and the buffalo gnats. And that they used it to, of course, for those old wagons before they had the iron thimbles, where you just had the old wooden axles and wooden wheels.
Get your hands off.
It was sticky and it was hard to ever get off. It sure was.